Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***?
What's happening? It's a singular event. But is any event singular? Anyway, here again. Clogging up your feed. Why? A real purpose. This is, to be honest, got nothing to do with you. This is literally me just talking and figuring things out. Maybe it can be of some use to someone else, but regardless, it's good use for me, so I'm going to keep doing that. I like it a lot. Thoughts need engagement in order to evolve. That's how reality is eventually created. Everything starts as a thought. But only when transposed into your surrounding. Because it is not only your thought that needs to be engaged, but the surroundings that you observe also need to be engaged in order to help correlate the two, in order to create.
Ta-da.
But without balance, one overtakes the other, well, not overtakes the other, but one lacks its opposite, and without, it's not opposite, is it opposite? Imagination and reality, I guess they're opposing in a sense, but opposites need each other in order to come to fruition or make any sense. Can't have one without the other. Can't have orange without red. The colors are opposing. But it seems as if that a thought, let's see the thought as like a positive charge, and the reality is the negative charge. They need the other to create that force, if you will. It needs its brother or its mother or its sister. What seems to happen is that in the mind, both forces are created. Because in the mind, the idea creates itself in ripples. And then what happens is something interacts with that thought, which we assume to be ourselves. I'm reacting. I'm getting lost in my thought. I'm lost in my thoughts. The engagement is what's keeping that thought alive. However, what is the thing engaging? We tend to believe that it is ourselves thinking about that thought. But if we're aware of a thinker thinking, is that not just another thought? How can I simplify that? The you that is thinking about that is something that is being looked at. So the you looking is being looked at. Now if you take steps back, you see that the thing looking at it does not actually engage necessarily. Maybe wrong in saying this, maybe. But the only engagement it has is observation. And maybe observation maybe does bring to fruition. like I used to say a while ago, like anything that is outside of the room that I'm in that I cannot see, it doesn't exist unless it's brought into my awareness. For example, like my guitar, before I noticed it, did it exist? Probably, but not to me. And all I understand is my observation. So in a sense, all that exists is what I perceive, in my reality at least, in the infinite reality, let's say, maybe the all-encompassing reality is something that I cannot perceive, because that would require me to be able to step out of this, something further. But so far, at least in my experience, that is not something that is. All that exists right now is this reality that I create, everything that I observe, and my own opinions of it. People very much talk about stepping beyond that reality, well, your own reality, by letting go of yourself and such, getting rid of the tunnel. Okay, so what I was mentioning in another video, the tunnel of creation. But once you let go of that, then everything is kind of observed. Everything's always in awareness. Everything in awareness. Interesting. I would apologize for the spaces that I need to think about things, but I don't need to, so therefore I won't. But like, I'm figuring things out. I don't have answers. This is for my own self-discovery. So whatever. I mention that a lot. I just feel like it needs to be clear. But anyway. So if there is a reality that exists beyond my confirmation of it, let's say, how is that done? And again, I come back to letting go of me. But the idea that I can perceive beyond me doesn't actually make sense, because I cannot perceive beyond me, because I is a reference point. And in order to experience what it is I'm kind of talking about, there needs to be a lack of reference. It seems, from what I can tell, a lack of reference. So that's the solution of self and such. Okay. So how do you get rid of you? Recognize there is no you to begin with. I'm sorry, it seems like I'm recapping a bit of yesterday, but I apologize, it's fine. I can do what I want. So there seems to be a recognition that you were never there, but it's hard to do that because you're working through this form and you kind of can't help but kind of be like, well, I'm not seeing through any other eyes, you know, so I don't see how I could not work with that. It would obviously take an experience of like an out of body experience could probably give you a step out of that. But even so, you're still coming from a different point. So I guess that would be like a spirit view, if such a thing is. So it's letting go of the I am looking at it and just trusting in looking itself. Like looking happens, hearing happens. I'm not hearing it. Hearing. Well, that's a lot of debunking, basically, because you've constantly grown up and like, Dylan, what are you listening to? What are you eating? Other than what's being eaten? Is that not more interesting? Rather than my point of view about it? But then point of view. But a point of view is a limited structure of personal beliefs created in order to narrow in on a specific idea of a thing, not even the thing itself. So it's hard for us to actually fully engage in something because we're actually engaging with the idea of that thing. That's reminded me of something someone else said the other day, so that's very interesting. Cool. Waking up. Okay. So the thing we tend to engage with is not the actual thing itself, it's the idea of what we, the ideas that we have about the thing. For example, the computer, the idea I have about the computer has more engagement from Dylan, let's just say, than the actual computer itself. Why? To strengthen our sense of individuality? It's very weird. Very weird indeed. Curious. Okay. Well, the thing that seems to arise from this emotionally, I can feel it's like, okay, well, how do I let go of this? I wish to let go of this. Why do I wish to let go of this? Is there something wrong with this? Well, it feels untrue in a sense. It feels like it feels like the thought has been put in front of me now. Like my thought that was here is now in here, and now I'm engaging with thoughts constantly, even outside. It's like I've put the inner matrix outside of me. So, I don't know. I didn't actually read much into when people refer to like the matrix or whatever, but maybe the matrix is literally just of your own doing. Not something some other programmer has put in front of you. Again, I don't know. How would I know? But just from what I'm playing with at the moment is that I'm the creator of my own matrix, in a sense. Looks pretty and stuff. But is it real? Why does it need to be real? Well, real helps for grounding, and grounding is necessary for ultimate change. I want to say ultimate change. I think when I say ultimate, I mean like actual change rather than just kind of kind of not so great change. Anyway, I'll find it later, maybe. Okay. So a lot of spiritual teachers talk about finding the observer, the one who is looking. But it seems to me that the one that is looking cannot actually be observed itself. So by trying to look for the observer, you have to create something in order to do that. But then if you're coming from a reference point of creation, which is not authentic, it's not real. You're just creating through creation. So I'm using this in order to find who the observer is. That can't happen. And it's kind of like, well, look, but you won't find anything. It's like, how do you know when you've got it? And it seems that you will have got it once you've experienced, not just like, okay, there's no one there. It's more like, oh, there's no one there. So it's the experience of the lack of self. Or the fullness of nothingness. It's like I wanted to say that I move towards fullness of nothingness because like the lack of self is kind of like, well, in my head, I've labeled lack as like, no, bad. Why would you want lack? Which again, yeah, is projections. Whoa, weird, bro. Weird stuff. Anyway, sorry. I mean, I don't know how entertaining this would be for anyone else to watch, so I apologize if I'm not keeping you fully entertained. Maybe I can do in future, more editing and whatnot. But like, at the moment, it's really just for me. I'm being selfish, bro. I just feel like I'm kind of going in circles here. I can't seem to figure out what it is I'm trying to do because I'm using created ideas in order to look at what it is I'm trying to look for, which generally ends up being another created idea, and the created idea is interacting with the old idea, and they're just kind of zooming around. But maybe it's possible. Like the creation of the universe, the atoms will floop around, or sorry, the universes will floop around and eventually grow closer and closer, and they'll speed up, and then something else comes of that. But then that's another creation. But everything's creation, actually. Everything's creation. But it seems there's authentic creation and non-authentic creation. Is that a thing? Or is all authentic creation just kind of rippled from something else? So is everything just it? So it's basically, what is observer? What is that? And does it go beyond this? Because for all I know, I'm the only one with this, really. I like to assume that I'm not. There's a lot of people who say that is not the truth, but it's all I have to work off, you know? For all I know, this has a oneness. I mean, it's definitely present. I can see it. I observe it. I interact with it. Okay, let's see what we do about that. Play with it. Is that literally all it's about? Just playing, really? Seems to be just playing. Just playing. Like, it's just playing. Is it playing? Should we just play? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do that regardless. Like, the weight of the search is hectic. I mean, we're all kind of just like scientists at the end of the day. Some are a bit more active than others. Active in thinking, but is the thinking even a thing? I do find it enjoyable to do this. I don't mind. I am playing in my own sense. So don't you worry. Don't you worry about me. However, I don't know. I don't know. Fresh emptiness. Once you have nothing, then it's like, what's there? Yeah, that's kind of like what it is. Don't know if that made any sense. Like, okay, start from scratch. Start all over again, and what's there? That's it. Like, okay, that's it. So I found it. I found, well, I didn't find it. There's nothing. There's no it to be found. Because it implies a something. That's like, this has been, and never again will be, at least not in the same way, a personal documentation of the seeker. What is it he is looking for? He doesn't even know yet. He has an idea, but he knows the idea isn't what it is he's looking for, because the idea isn't it. So the idea is kind of like not a thing. So yeah, this is documentation of something. I guess the best way to put it is seeking enlightenment. But don't really know what you're talking about, man. I'm trying. Giving it a shot. Been giving it a shot. The shot's the problem. Maybe it's the gun. Not the thing you're shooting at. The gun itself. Okay. But what's a gun without shooting? This is not an advocation for guns, by the way. Anyway, I hope you had a good time. I know I had a time. Good or bad, relative to how I feel. The information that I have prior to the observation of the experience. Yeah? I could go on. Should I go on? I could go on. I could go on. Do I feel like I need to go on? There's something. Something to be created. There's always something to be created. You can never not create. Unless you are not there. Ooh. The fear that if you are no longer there, then you will no longer be able to experience anything. So therefore you hold on to this as a trusting thing for you to experience. It's like being scared to take off your binoculars, because then if you take them off, you won't be able to see anything anymore. When in actual fact, you'll be able to see a lot broader. We got that from somewhere. Where does someone say that? Not the binoculars thing, but the fear of, if you were to let go of you, there would be nothing there to experience. Kind of a sense of death, in a sense, ego death, right? So I'm looking for a lack of self, it seems. I think I'm coming to the same conclusion over and over again. Anyway. It seems I'm looking for a lack of self. Okay. But it's like I'm never there. The only attempt to dissolute myself would be like I'd have to create it first. I'd have to put it there and be like, okay, oh, okay, I've got to get rid of me. Okay. Here I am. Okay, let's get rid of me. Oh, no. But like I'm engaged with that now. It's like, don't think of an elephant. What are you thinking of? An elephant. It's like, okay, fine. But in order for it to go, you have to allow it to be there. It's like, oh, well, now I've created it. Okay, well, it's doing its thing. And then by that point, there's a lack of engagement because you no longer care. You've kind of accepted it and been like, you're not like trying to do anything. You've like, okay, fine, it's there, whatever. You've let it go. And then it has freedom to kind of move out the shot if it needs to. However, because of the complexity of the brain, I guess there are neurons that are created, there are links that are created that kind of naturally, unconsciously continue to create the you, kind of unintentionally. Like you find yourself in a social environment, you just naturally click into, here I come, you know. So in order to dissolute that, it's like the journey of bringing that unawareness, unconsciousness into awareness. But it's kind of like it's unconscious. You don't know, so it's not an existing thing. But just because you don't, just because you don't see it as a thing doesn't mean it's not a thing. So, for example, like I was saying before about the guitar, like, although I had forgot about it, it doesn't mean it's not there, because I can bring my attention to it and it is there. I think I've created this weird belief because I've heard before about how atoms respond differently when they're being observed and when they're not. So in my mind, I was thinking, so, okay, well, if they're not, then it's not what I assume it to be. I mean, it's not. There's something there. Is there? But not my idea of it. Oh, just because I put my attention to it doesn't mean there's a guitar there. It means that is there. But there's not a guitar there. That's an idea that I've blanketed over that thing, whatever that is. Okay. So bringing that down back to, what was the idea? The unconscious. Just because I'm not aware that it's there doesn't mean that it's not there. So it's like, in order to kind of figure things out, you needed hyper awareness. But you got to start in small. Oh, I'm sneezing. I'm not sneezing, I'm... nails. Oh, nails. This is something else. Nails. Pointing to it, but it's not a nail. A nail is N-A-I-L. This is this. So, okay. It's kind of like unpackaging and being like, oh, okay. So it's like a mass separation in a sense. Like, yeah, uncovering the blankets of the house that's been abandoned for years. And everything's been cloaked in all its blankets and sheets and everything. So you have to take it all off and separate it. So it's like to get to a state of non-duality, you have to delve into the duality. You have to see the unhealthy attachments that have been bonded. The unhealthy, I mean, like the imagination cloaking the reality. The reality of it is very different from the cloaking. So this needs to dissolve. And then you have to see what is actually going on. That's a whole nother journey in itself. Understanding what that is. Maybe there's more cloaks on that, but you've got to start at uncovering the imagination that you've built upon the world around you to make it feel more comfortable. It's like putting on nicer wallpaper in order to make yourself feel a bit more comfortable in this world, instead of engaging with sometimes the fairly dreary, well, depending on your emotional state at the time, but just reality. Like, it just is what it is. You're probably going to go through some uncomfortable emotions, coming to terms with a lot of what is, but at the end of the day, those emotions are very temporary. That thing is going to stay there, but these emotions are going to flip. But even that thing isn't going to last very long. So that's where there's another question that comes in. It's like, okay, what is this actually? But first, you got to get to that first before you. No, yeah, you got to get to that first. You got to get to that first by taking off the sheet of illusion. Okay. So yeah, just catching yourself when you say, "What do I mean when I say this is an iPad?" It's not an iPad. It's just a thing. It's not even a thing with lights that I can swish with numbers. It's just That's what. Not even that. Like, there was a Buddhist, well, a monk. I'm not going to label him as anything because I don't know it. This is in a book of Alan Watts, Be Who You Are. There was a monk, and he had his two little monklings. And he was fanning himself with one of those Chinese fans, really nice things. You got a nice loose wrist anyway. He was doing this. He stopped in the moment. He gave it to one of his monklets. And he said, "What is this?" He opened it up. Instead of saying fan, he... And the master was pleased, fairly pleased with his expression of what is. And the other child took it. By the way, they were having a tea party. I should have mentioned this prior. But anyway, he took it. He cut a slice of cake with the thing, I think. I guess you could. Open it up, put the cake on the thing, and then served it to the master. And that was considered a better expression of what it was, because still in the monk's mind, possibly, I don't know what was going on in his mind. I wasn't him, nor do I know if it's even real. It's a story to me. But in his mind, it was like, fan. What do fans do? Ah, okay. And that's kind of a limitation. That blanket of fan limits the possibilities of this thing. I kind of wish I had one because it would make it easier. However, the other monk saw the endless possibility. That's weird. It kind of feels like the endless possibilities is like a form of imagination. But the reality is endless. So yeah, so the reality is kind of like imagination, but only when you get to the true source of it. I don't really know where I'm going with that one. Anyway, but because he wasn't labeling the fan as a fan, it could be anything he needed it to be at that time. But if he was keeping in mind, that's a fan. Oh, can you carry over a couple of those beers? I don't know if you'd be able to hold beers on a thing, but you could try. He's like, it's not a fan anymore. It's a plate. But then even then you gotta be careful because then a plate can't be a frisbee. Yeah. I really like this story. It's very interesting. Or that parable, shall I say. Or that whatever. So uncloak the world around and find out what is going on. You. Beautiful. What? I like it a lot. I got a head full of guitar strings, you know. I got a mouth full of piano keys. But even then, that's limitation because it could be so much more. So they're loose. Actions over words. At least for the time being. Maybe at some point you can get to the point where you're using the words in an unattached way. You're using the words in an unattached way where you can use them being fully conscious of the fact that it's not what you say it is. Just because you say it don't mean it's true. That's what I mean by this. I don't know what I'm saying. Well, I mean, I do know what I'm saying. But there's probably a lot I'm missing underneath. I don't know. You gotta figure it out as you go. Anyway. Yeah, I think I'm gonna chill for the moment. I had fun. I hope you had fun. Let's continue to have fun. And see what we come up with. Yeah. Cool. Good stuff, guys. Thank you.
Later!
Have a good day.